Hello, this is Against the Tide TV from Poland. My name is Eunika Chojecka, and we have a special guest, Mr. Jimmy Lai, a Hong Kong businessman and a founder of Apple Daily, a Hong Kong well-known newspaper, and one of the main contributors to pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong. Mr. Lai, it's a privilege to welcome you in our Polish TV.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for your time. Mr. Lai, first of all, I want to say that we are praying for Hong Kong to be strong and free, and we are covering the situation in Hong Kong thanks to our Taiwanese correspondent Hannah Shen. I want to ask you about your situation. You were arrested in April over protests back in 2019. Right. Now you are on bail and accused of being an instigator of Hong Kong protest. Why is Chinese Communist Party so afraid of you, sir, and of Apple Daily?
Well, I think, you know, because first I've been very vocal, and you can say that one of the troublemakers. So, you know, so they focus on me. Also, just because we have the biggest newspaper or media, which is also an opposition media. You know, we always been supporting the democratic movement, especially the recent resistance movement against the extradition law. And now, when the national security law comes, we become more vocal against this national security law. And that's why we become the focus of attack.
And Mr. Lai, what the new national security law means for Hong Kong, for Hong Kongers, and for the free media like Apple Daily?
I think the national security law is a death knell for Hong Kong because it supersedes our rule of law and also our legislative council. It just imposes on us, with total respect of law, of the rule of law in Hong Kong. Without the rule of law, our financial status will be destroyed. Because without the protection of the law, nobody can do business here except to have the protection of the official who have power over them. That means that Hong Kong will have to be the same as China to pay protection money for the officials to protect us. Besides, without the rule of law, there is no longer any mutual trust in the financial business, which transacts billions of dollars in seconds. Without this mutual trust, because of lack of the rule of law, the financial business here is definitely going to be destroyed. And that's why Hong Kong, as we know now, will be finished.
Ms. Lai, will Hong Kong become the second Tibet, in your opinion?
I don't know whether we become second Tibet. We may become anything. We may even become Xinjiang. You know, the whole place will become a concentrating camp. But I don't think that will happen because now the national security law unprecedented united all the countries in the free world against it. So I think we still have hope that they will temper it down. And also the most powerful rebuke is from England. English government is prepared to give up to almost 3 million BNO holders, including the families, to have the British rights of abode, which is a great encouragement to our people if they continue to fight and see that there's no way that we can win, or you know, they're totally disappointed by the future of Hong Kong, they at least can go to England. So if all professionals, especially the financial professionals and entrepreneur here, leave Hong Kong to go to the England, Hong Kong will be a dead place, because without the professionals and entrepreneur, Hong Kong cannot be a financial or trade center anymore. I think this also fit into the situation in England after the Brexit. A lot of professionals, entrepreneurs, they are not English, are leaving England. The Hong Kong professionals, entrepreneurs can actually replace this vacuum. I mean, to fill in this vacuum, and think this works both good for Hong Kong and for England. So I think this is a very good measure the British are offering us.
Talking about the international reaction for this law, how will you comment on the response to the law made by President Trump administration?
Well, we don't know what kind of measure they have yet. You know, definitely the special status of Hong Kong will be revoked. So whether there are other sanctions against China, we don't know. But definitely, I think there will be some sanctions. The most important thing is America is taking the leadership in censoring CCP, which will have the support of the, all the other countries in the free world to unite together against China imposing this national security law on us, which is unprecedented. It is wonderful. And that's why we are not totally desperate. We still have hope that this national security law may be watered down or may be delayed. We don't know yet.
And what is your opinion about the European Union response to the law? Josep Borrell, High Representative of the EU, said that EU is concerned and will be reaching out to Beijing.
Well, I think that's what I said, that, you know, the free world is united, is on our side. And most important, this time, they are not just voicing out, they are also acting out with actual sanctions, which is what is very important, because action is so much louder than words. I think this is important.
And the problem is that CCP tries to convince the world that Hong Kong people should just make money and you will have a good life and don't think about politics. Isn't that enough for you?
Well, I don't think with the rule of law, people without the protection of the legal system can still make money. Because if you don't have the protection of the law in doing business, the only thing you can rely on is the officials to protect you. Otherwise, there's no way for these free markets to function. So not even making money is possible. Of course, just making money, even if we can make money without the protection of the rule of law and freedom, we have nothing left. What have we got if we don't have the protection of the rule of law and freedom? We are not animals. We have values, we have spirits. You know, we need freedom to live.
You said that Hong Kongers are fighting for the soul. You said that before. Could you tell us, what did you mean?
Well, our soul is our need for freedom, our need for the moral, the value that we rely on to live a harmonious life, the mutual respect that we have of each other just because we share the same value, the same moral, and share the same conviction of the freedom as protected by law.
But Polish people may wonder why they should pay attention to what's going on in Hong Kong now. I want to ask you, in what way what CCP is doing now in Hong Kong is important to Poles, Americans, Czechs, or, for example, Italians?
Well, Hong Kong share the same value with the free world, especially with America and the EU, because of the legacy of our past colonial time. So we naturally become the bridgehead of the Western value inside China. We are very important if we can spread our value to China to change the people's value so as to change the behavior of the CCP's behavior in dealing with the outside world. That means that we can help world peace in future, because China definitely is going to be the biggest economy in future if we allow China to deal with the world with their own value. The world will not have peace. And also, since we share the same value, we are almost like Berlin in the Cold War with the Soviet Union then. If Hong Kong falls, so will Taiwan, so will the hegemony of Americans, so will American hegemony in Asia. So we mean a lot to the Western world, especially to America, to protect us by protecting the value that we uphold, which is the Western value.
And what do you think, how could Polish government and the Polish people help Hong Kong?
Well, I think you can join the EU, the UE, together and do something to support us. I don't know what you can do, but definitely we need all the help.
And we will do that. Our media is passing this information from you to our government, and we are praying for you. Please pass this message to Hong Kongers that you are an example.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're an example of to the free world of bravery and perseverance in fighting for freedom. And when we,
thank you.
Yes, Polish evangelicals, we were listening when you're singing Hallelujah to the Lord on the protests. We got to know that Chinese communists cannot take away your liberty because you have it in your hearts.
No, yeah, we have the Lord in our heart.
Yes.
Yeah, and then if the Polish people support us, the government will support us. In the democracy, it's the people's wishes that will become the politics of the government. And we wish all this will become a reality.
Yes, and please pass our great, great best wishes to Hong Kongers. And we quote, when the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Yeah. Thank you so much, Mr. G.
Keep us in your prayer.
We will. Mr. Jimmy Lai was with us. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless Hong Kong, Taiwan, and God bless Poland. It was Against the Tide TV.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for watching. Eunika Hojecka. See you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.